Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the farm.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here in the middle of the summertime. Hot time in the old town tonight and today. Wow, the weather is certainly affecting what's going on the family farm. All of the people who have gardens, anybody who's involved in agriculture is feeling the impact of the weather around the country this summer, and not only here in our country, but around the world. So we're going to bring you up to date on some of the things that are happening that sort of coordinate, if you will, the food business with the farm, with your family, because the American Family Farmer is all about connecting your family with a great place to get the best food, that is your local farm. And also we have here, as the weeks ensue, the understanding that because I'm here to help the family farmer, not the big agribusinesses, I frankly don't give a damn about Cargill and ADM and all of the big companies that control way too much of what's going on in your life. You should be able to control what goes on your farm, on your life, and not have to be at the whim of some bean counter who's running some huge corporation that's trying to take over all the resources to feed the world. Another example of that's ChemChina. Who needs to have China, who wants China involved in our food supply here in America? Well, we've almost let it go too far. At least there's some representative law. The House of Representatives has passed, coming out of committee anyway, a bill that would regulate and sort of disallow Mission Impossible disavow, it's disallow Chinese, Russian, Iranian, or in many instances any foreign governments from being involved in our food supply, starting with owning land. So we'll see where all that goes. One of the things that I thought would be helpful this week, there's so much news, so many things going on with regard to information to help you on your farm and things that are going on nationally that are kind of curious. I invited Jay Kirshner, who she co-throttles the Doug Steffen Good Day program weekdays on many of these same stations. But because she's involved in the production, she has first-hand knowledge and access to the information that I use, or much of it anyway, in putting this program together. So I thought we'd share some of our thoughts, some of the things that are going on right now. One of the things we can celebrate, Jay, is this co-op that's helping small farms in Arizona. So one of the reasons that I would bring this to your attention isn't just to tell you the story about how these various producers have gotten together to support each other and to make vegetables and eggs and everything available for the consumers in the areas where they are. But it's also sort of that I've noticed in the dairy business over the years, there have been co-ops that were established to help, because individual farmers don't have much of a voice, whether it's in the dairy business, whether it's in the produce business, doesn't make any difference, beef business, the one person stands alone. In strength, there are numbers. And so this example from Arizona really is it's called the Sun Produce Cooperative. It's a farmer-organized food distribution stream that's helping all of them get exposure, cuts a lot of costs, creates more markets, which is what, again, a co-op is all about. Mm-hmm. So many of you say, okay, we already got a co-op in our area. Okay, that's good. This is for people who are in areas where there aren't co-ops. And I'm guessing, Jay, in Arizona, where these people are, there's a great deal of distance between the farms. Like where I am, the guy up the street for me is the produce guy, the local produce guy. We're all in the same part of town. Now, granted, I'm in a suburban situation out where there's more land, the western part of Massachusetts, western New England, in New York, Pennsylvania, some of the places where we have the greatest farmland. That's a different story. And maybe out in this part of the world where you got to have a lot of things clicking together to make it work. Let's face it, many parts of Arizona are in drought. You can't grow anything.
Yes.
But if you go north, go ahead, yeah.
No, I'm saying, yeah, it's very dry, and then you have exactly what you're going to say. Then you go north, and in the Flagstaff area, where you have the mountains, and you get winters, and it snows.
Yeah, would be, well, that's the source of the water, because down in the southern part of the state, they don't have, if you drive into Phoenix, for example, Tucson's a little bit better, a little greener, but when you go across the state and drive the 10, let's say, and you get to Phoenix, Scottsdale, that whole area there, it's a desert, and things don't grow in the sand in the desert. So these people are finding their market in Phoenix, but they're bringing the food in from areas way outside of Phoenix. And so if you have, instead of everybody bringing stuff in a separate truck, if you're at two or three farms in the same area, you load your stuff all into one truck. That's a way of cooperating and making the co-op work. It's simple stuff, right?
It is, and this is, it's four small, or not four, 40 small farms,
yep,
and counting, so it's not like it's a hard cut-off number. Last year, they created $600,000 in new business for these farmers, and they're hoping to grow it to at least $800,000 this year.
Yep, so good for them. All right, here's another circumstance that I think is pretty exciting. The story in Pennsylvania of an abandoned high school that's been turned into an urban farm. I'm trying to visualize. I see what's on the piece of paper, but I'm trying to visualize. This is near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is a great farming area, so they probably have a lot of support for doing this. But they're trying to, as the governor said, the Secretary of Agriculture in Pennsylvania, combat food insecurity. Do you have a definition of food insecurity? That's one of those phrases that gets batted around, and I'm not sure, I mean, whether it's a modern-day term for people who just don't have enough food. You don't have three squares a day.
Yeah, it used to be, the term that used was always hungry, for people who are hungry, and
yeah,
it was kind of like, well, no, everybody can get hungry, but it's food insecurity. You don't know where your next meal is going to be coming from, and a lot of times these kids, the only hot meal they get is at school.
Right.
And so this is going to be it's in an abandoned school, and it's going to be community-based and hopefully help a lot of people who deal with the food insecurities. That's where those food can go, that produce can go.
Yep. So this is a good step. There must be, I'm betting that the state website has, under the Agriculture Department, an overview of this high school and what they're doing there, because the stuff is being grown. I was just thinking, you know, I'm doing a development in my hometown called an agrohood, which is a development based around a farm. You've all seen developments based on water frontage or on the golf course. Well, this is a neighborhood that's built around farms. Having an access to animals, keeping your animal if you want in your home, having gardens, all kinds of access to things in the pasture or in the open lands, that's kind of what we're doing. So when I saw this urban agriculture stuff, I thought, okay, this makes a lot of sense. And so it's something to be watched anyway. Another way to move us all forward, which is what we are in need of doing. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, Jay Kirshner and I are going through a lot of the food news items that impact you. Here's a group we're going to talk about in a minute who volunteered to help the food needs in Ukraine. And I'll bet you can do this on your farm, too. Stand by for that conversation in a matter of moments. Right now, though, a word from my friends at Calitrin. Right now, the dog days of summer sale going on, where you can get buy three units, whether it's the liquid, the powder, or the capsule. Each one of the units is good for 30 days. A 30-day supply will get you well on the way to not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. That's why it's so successful. Well, there are a couple of reasons it's so successful. One of them is it's all natural and approved. The facilities, what they do is inspected by the FDA. So most of the supplement world today is not regulated by the FDA, or the FDA has no input. So you'll see on the back of a bottle, this has not been evaluated by the FDA. Well, that's not the case with Calitrin. They have been evaluated, and the facilities are approved by the FDA. All the stuff they have made in the United States, it's tested all the time for quality and purity. You're getting the right thing to help yourself lose weight naturally and keep it off. Again, 90 days free by using the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and free shipping comes along with it. That's the Dog Days of Summer Sale. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Moving back into our American Family Farm program for this week, Doug Steffen with my colleague and cohort on the Doug Steffen Good Day program Monday through Friday, Jay Kirshner, who helps me put together a lot of the information that I pass along to you on the program every week. Here's a cheer, a shout out, if you will, Jay, for the Door County cherry pickers, if you will. The invasion of Ukraine brought these people around to them. This is cherry time. We all know, man, if you like cherries, you'll love what's around right now. We sold like 60 quarts of cherries on the farm in our farmer's market this past weekend. Wow. And 80 dozen ears of corn. It was, you know, it's kind of a, everybody wants to get in. And what represents summer more than cherries and corn? Anyway, so they're picking cherries for Ukraine. This is, by the way, I'm talking about Door County, Wisconsin. A lot of dairy up there as well. So they must have pick-your-own cherries up there, I would think. Is that how this started?
Yeah, they do. They have pick-your-own cherries. They're also looking for volunteers. And there's just so much good that's coming from this, because this farm, Susan Bernard, the owner of Bernard Farms in Sturgeon Bay, has always employed Ukrainians that have come to Wisconsin.
Ah,
and so with everything, a lot of her team has gone back to fight. And so she's looking for volunteers. She's donating $20 for every hour to go towards helping those in Ukraine. People can come and pick their own cherries as well, and they can do $14, and that will go towards Ukraine. And then also some of these cherries are going to Ukraine, so finances and food.
Yep. So here, think about this for a second and how you perhaps can do something like this on your farm, having a tough time with workers. Who knows where they come from these days? But under the circumstances, this is a brilliant way to help the Ukrainians, to help the farm. And again, that's what we're all about here on the American Family Farmer, helping you to do better on your farm with ideas that have been used. Pick your own isn't a new idea. It's not unique. But it is something that in this circumstance, it certainly applies to what's going on in Ukraine. And so again, you can have for yourself and you can be helping others at the same time. So think about this in terms of what you can do on your farm. That's the story. That's the latest. That's the up to date. We'll continue with our focus on the farm, your food, and your family as we continue on the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Change after the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. You can go to my website for the farm, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You'll see what goes on my farm compared to some of the things going on your farm. Perhaps what we do on the weekends to bring people in. We have all kinds of activities, agritourism things. Last week we had a battle of the bands. Local groups came. People came to the farm. They walk around. They see I have a cow that I rescued this week who'll stay in my sanctuary. And her picture, I think, Jay, is it posted on all the websites? My personal website and the
It is. It is. She programs. Is adorable. Those eyes.
Yeah, she's
so
a great
beautiful.
Cow. Yeah, she's a great cow. And I also can prove that I'm a real farmer. During the last break, I said to Jay and Chris, who's working in the control room, I had a tick crawling up my leg. And I'm talking and I'm feeling this thing move up my leg. And I actually got a bite. And that's how I really got brass tacks. So you really are a bona fide farmer, at least in my part of the woods. The ticks are everywhere this year. Sometimes they're worse when it's wet. Sometimes it's worse when they're dry. It depends on the kind of tick we're talking about. That sounds like something I could put a video together, right? Get it? Tick, talk.
But a punch.
But I'm a boom.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. All right, anyway, back to the farm stuff, the real farm news. Here's something that is, I'm thinking about what is going on in the food waste department. We have a lot of challenges, and here's a Champaign, Illinois farm and farmer that have put together, they're working with some local restaurants, it looks like, Jay, to reduce food waste. This happens to have started on a Panera Bread location. I, by the way, I'm a big fan. I'm not a fast foodie. I don't go to McDonald's, Burger King, those places. But as a matter of fact, yesterday I went into Panera Bread, a local one here, when I was hustling from one appointment to another, and I had a lobster sandwich, which is Maine lobster. It was really good.
Nice.
You get that. Yeah, but
we
I think they
have that at our Panera. That must
you know,
be a
well, it's a regional thing, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's fresh, so that speaks to Panera and what some of these other. This is kind of, I guess, I don't know that I'd call it a fast food restaurant, but you get usually. I was only in line 3-4 minutes before I had my sandwich and my drink, and that was I thought that was pretty good service. I don't eat there often. But when I do, I find it to be quality. So
it's
at any
good.
Rate,
yeah.
So what did this manager do?
Fresh that morning too.
Yeah,
so
right.
So it is fresh.
Yeah. So what happened to reduce food waste, the idea of the manager of this Panera? What are they doing?
Well, so they partnered with this these pigs at a farm. They partnered to give the food waste. They partnered
pigs
with
your
the
partner,
pigs. They reached out.
It?
Yes.
Right, yes.
Now, there's two rescue pigs named Jude and Freebie who were rescued from a slaughterhouse a few years ago, and they're on this small farm. And the little pigs, they take in about 600 pounds of, or they become 600 pound giants because they're
just, they're big, big.
Take in so much grain and feed and all of that. And so a manager at a Panera Bread reached out to the farmer and was like, hey, I don't want to waste this food. Do you want it? Can I give it to you for your animals or for your pigs? And so it's kind of becoming this thing of a lot of restaurants are starting to partner with local small farms.
Absolutely.
With their food waste and taking it so that that way the food's not wasted, but also people and the farmers are not spending as much money on all of the food and the feed.
Yeah,
for
the grain
animals.
And feed. Yeah, exactly. This is something that ought to be done all around, and it is done more and more, except in stupid places like California, where they have laws against doing this, and instead of giving it to the people who are needing it or the animals that can eat it, they throw it away. So anyway, this is a great idea. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, good for the Panera Bread and good for the farmers there. There's another idea that'll help you on your farm from the American Family Farmer.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters make progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News. The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. There has been several arrests for cryptocurrency fraud.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
About 34, kind of like 34 and change after the hour, all times approximate here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here from the Good Day program. She helps me put together lots of the conversational items that I have to talk about with you when it comes to helping you come up with ideas. I was interested in understanding, I did a little research myself this week, Jay, into the actual control mechanisms. The thing that I was thinking about is, how are we going to, as a small family farmer unit, and we were talking about co-ops earlier in the program, how are we going to cooperate to keep these huge agribusinesses from destroying our family farms and our rural communities and basically the threads of our democracy? You know, you look at the population explosion, people are moving into the suburbs, they're moving into the cities now from the suburbs, and people moving away from the farm because they're being driven out by the huge agribusinesses that want to buy up all the land, control the prices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I saw the story of a 66-year-old fellow who's a cattle farmer in southwest Missouri, and he goes into the food system and understands what it's all about and wants people to understand what's going on, what the farmer needs to know, what you, the consumer, needs to know, what the government isn't telling you about what's going on behind the scenes, the ag department playing cozy with these multinational corporate farms that are not good for people, they're not good for food, they're not good for us, that's for sure. And so when you look around, the more you look, you see the business model is aimed at implementing the demise of the family farm. We want to have them. And I think Bill Gates maybe played into this without really making it. We know Bill Gates bought 35,000 acres of farmland last year. But the question remains, who's using it and what's it going to be used for? He has some rather strange ideas about what food service ought to be and what we should be doing to make, you know, everybody, what did you call it, food, what's that term that you use, food insecure? So it
would, oh, yeah,
food insecurity. Food security. So it would be food secure. Anyway, if you look at the last 30 years, Jay, in our country, we have 25% fewer cattle farmers, somewhere between 25 and 27, depending on the state you're in. 90% in the last 30 years, 90% of hog farmers now are working for the Chinese government. 90% of hog farmers, I repeat, 90% of hog farmers have either been brought into the business of working for Stonyfield or Smithfield or whatever that the pork producer is called. The rest of them all been put out of business because they wouldn't play along. So when you look at the average age, the average farmer in America is 60 years old. Younger people don't want to get involved in this, so these companies, and they're playing right into the hands of the big companies who want to buy up all the means of production, control the prices. The farmers just become employees instead of working on their own to provide the food and the services that they want. We're importing billions of pounds of beef from all around the world. The prices have been controlled. Looking at, I just saw something, and I think I maybe mentioned this on the Good Day program, about what's going on. The largest food distributor this week joining other food distributors, accusing the four largest, here we are again, the four largest meat processors of inflating the price they sell the beef for and trying to screw, basically I'm being a little rough, but that's what it is, screwing the smaller farmers so that they can control everything. Price fixing. That's the accusation state of Texas has against Tyson Foods, Cargill, National Beef, and again, this is the pork and chicken processing that's being done as well by Smith. Is it? I can never remember. Is Smithfield? Yeah, Smith. Yes, Stonyfield is. Stonyfield is the yogurt company. Smithfield is the pork producer the Chinese government owns. So anyway, this lawsuit says that companies, these four companies, are coordinating efforts. Of course they are. Of course they get together. Of course they're trying to fix the price. Better for them. Not only the price of pork, but the number of cattle and pork being slaughtered, and the price has gone up for those that are controlled. The beef prices now are, what do you pay? I don't buy meat at the store. What's the last time, when you bought a steak, what did you pay per pound? Do you remember, Jay?
I have no idea.
You don't eat meat either.
No.
That's right, too. But do you eat any chicken? Pork
No, I eat ground turkey. I want to say it's about, was it $6.79
a pound?
For a pound?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds about right, but that's about as far as I go as far as the land animals.
Yep. Anyway, so this lawsuit has been filed by Sysco and now is being joined by other companies like this, U.S. Foods, etc. They say these companies that I just mentioned, Tyson, Cargill, Smithfield, etc., they're all exploiting their markets. They are limiting the number of cattle that are being raised, limiting the supply, and fixing the prices. And that's great for them. And if you can raise enough beef to be sold into that system, that's good. But the other side of it is that these companies also control the grain supply. They control, so they're running, they're controlling the grain and feed supply for their benefit, not for yours. So you look at the meat processing industry, for example, they say supply and demand factors are driving or ought to drive. Yeah, they should drive the prices, but they don't. Same thing in the dairy business. The only place where you see a respite for this, and is becoming more true this summer, is looking at the family farm and the produce stuff, carrots and onions and corn and beets and you name it, that is considered produce, the ancillary thing, the veggies, if you will. That stuff, because in the grocery business, the cost of moving food around the country, it's become much better, much easier, much more productive, much more valuable to buy things at the farmer's market or at the farm itself. So perhaps that's what you do as a family, and the farmers participate more in those things, and they can say, up yours. Now, can you? Are you strong enough to fight all these outfits? I don't know. But
it tastes better, too.
Ah, it's much
if you
better.
Want better quality stuff that tastes better, why wouldn't you go to your farmer's market or the local farms? So many have stands anymore.
Yep, exactly. Coming up, a discussion about heatflation. What's the weather doing to your, what's it doing to impact what it costs to grow food on your farm and what your competition is charging? That's as we continue here in this week's American Family Farmer. My thanks to Jay Kirshner, who's here. I'm Doug Steffen, to talk to you about Term Provider. Term Provider is the pretty easy way to buy life insurance these days, and along with making it easy, it's also a great way for you to protect your family, give yourself some peace of mind. So let's say you're a little heavy, you have had too much ice cream like me, maybe you're eating too much corn, whatever it is that packs on the pounds, or maybe you have, you know, problems like diabetes. Term Provider says, that's no problem for us. They shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it. They get you the best possible rate, no matter what is happening in your body. So, the advice, call Term Provider. Term Provider's number, 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped thousands of people just like you on farms all across the country and in ancillary businesses. Doesn't make any difference if you're a little porky or not. Call them at Term Provider. 230-2777. Put an 800 in front of that and you'll be home free. That's 800-230-2777. I think I've made it pretty clear. And by the way, here are the numbers. $1 million in term life insurance costs you less than $200 a month. No inspection fee, shall we say. You don't have to have a physical. They'll get you the coverage, so get to them. 800-230-2777.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with the American Family Farmer, Jay and Doug. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The heatflation problem, the soaring temperatures that also will impact not only the travel because of the cost of the fuel bringing things around, but also what it costs to grow if you don't have enough. If there isn't enough of whatever the produce is, then that's going to push the price up too. So we've seen inflation. That's one thing that's bothering all of us. The other thing is the heat. Thus the term heatflation. Pretty clever, Jay, huh? I put that together.
It's good.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, what does this do to the food markets? Well, if you look around, pork prices are rising because in China, they have a drought going on there. I mean, look around the world. Look what's going on in Europe. Europe is usually a great source of all kinds of food and dairy. This summer, this week, in various parts of Europe, England's been over 100 degrees. France was there. Where was that fire we were talking about on a good day that surrounded the train? I think it was in Spain, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, they had to stop and be taken by road. They couldn't use the railway anymore. And there was flames on both sides of the train. You look out one window, yep. Other side of the windows, yep.
Yep. And by the way, this is in an area of Spain where they have a lot of wheat harvested. So not only does it burn down the forest, but it burns down the wheat and other things that are growing there. If it's someone like me that does a lot of haying and you have a fire, burns the fields down, we've got nothing. So the prices are going to go crazy. The availability is going to go crazy. And increased temperatures and the things that are associated with it will help or hurt, I guess help the price, hurt the price. The crops can't mature without enough water. That's it, basic bottom line stuff. So I guess my suggestion would be, if you're on a farm that has drought problems, what are you doing to mitigate the problem? Are you thinking about where's the water supply? Have you got wells on your property using city water, or do you have wells? I'd say it was probably half and half. Jay, the people listening to this program, I would say half of them have well water, half of them have city water. If you have city water and you don't have well water, then you should drill a well. That's what I would do. That's what I've done.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. I think that's the way I water my cows with well water. Matter of fact, I've shut the city water off. First of all, it's not good. The well water is a lot better. And you're not paying through the nose for it. You pay for the water, the well being drilled, and that's it. And electricity that, costs to run the pump. But there are a lot of places, if you've got a pond on your farm, you've got a stream going through the farm, whatever water sources you have, don't use the municipal supply. It's not good for others that need the water. And if you have a source other than the municipal supply, then use it. That's what I would. There's no requirement. They don't tell you how much water you can pump out of your own well, at least not yet. Let's keep our fingers crossed that they don't get involved in that sort of thing. But, watering. The situation is pretty complex when you get right down to pricing markets. Look at the Mercantile Exchange. Look at what goes on in Chicago, how these things get priced, and they're crazy. In terms of food prices and inflation, because of the heat, because of inflation, things are going to be tougher for you to buy in terms of what it takes you to grow the food, and therefore you pass it along. But I still maintain, Jay, will be paying less at your family farm, local family farm, for anything than you will anywhere else, so the quality will be better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there it is. Jay, thank you for being here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
Back on the American Family Farm at 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with my usual moments of opining, my thoughts, my considerations. I'm really interested in things that will keep us all humming, if you will. I was looking at the Pennsylvania State Extension Service and how they're trying to not necessarily change the prices, but they are monitoring prices. And they're looking at what's going on. Dairy farms are all over Pennsylvania, but good truck farms as well. So they know, and we don't need them to tell us, that the costs have gone up for everybody, whether it's you, the producer, or the consumer of your product. So the question comes on how you raise the prices and then still keep your customers. That's an important consideration. If there is a weakness in your business now, any weakness that you have, like in your body, if you get sick and you have pains and you have stress, that feeling of stress goes right to the part of your body that isn't well. Well, the same thing is going to happen on your farm. The problem of not having enough fertilizer, then perhaps whether you use natural stuff like I do or commercial, whatever, you're not going to be paying $1,000 a ton for that stuff and last very long. So you're putting on less of it. So how does that impact what is coming out of the ground, what's growing? Quality of the food and the quantity of the food. So here we have all of these things that you have to put in, you have to figure into, like the cost of the materials, the marketing, the labor and all that stuff to get to the prices that you have to charge. There are some who have tried to freeze prices. That doesn't work. Never works. Yeah, it doesn't work. Without you having a pricing strategy, you're going to, be challenged. So, how do you determine the costs? That's where you go first. Do you know what your costs are? I know lots of farmers who don't know what it costs to feed their cattle, for example. When I was milking cows, it was costing me $2,100 a hundredweight. You measure the cost by against what you're getting in terms of price. So it would cost me $2,100 a hundredweight to produce that milk. The prices this year have gone up to, I don't know if they're holding, I haven't checked them the last week or two, $34-35 a hundredweight, highest they've been for a long time. Remember the guy at Dean Foods, which became DFA, tried to get the price and was successful to half of that, $16-17 a hundredweight. That's when so many farmers went out of business, because you can't do it. They don't care. Let's use factory farms. Their costs are cheaper. We don't care. Our consumers don't care. And that's where they're wrong. And if you have that attitude, that's where you're wrong. You will not keep your customers if you don't keep them informed as to what's going on your farm. They know it instinctively that your costs are more, but tell them. Put a sign up. If you have a store on the farm, which I do, put up what it costs you to buy 100 pounds of grain. Put up what it costs you to have, what are your labor costs. Put up what it costs you to run a tractor an hour. Whatever those things are, so that people can see and they won't criticize you. They'll stay with you because they know in their lives the same thing, especially if they have a business of their own, the same thing is going to apply to them. Tell them what the costs are. You have fixed costs, you got your rent, you got your taxes, that kind of stuff. But the stuff that is variable and increases the cost of production, that would be marketing, labor, packaging, if you will, unless you sell the stuff like I do and what we do around here. We don't package it, we just put it out on the table and people buy it. I mean, you have to package the strawberries, the raspberries, the blueberries, that sort of thing. But we don't put corn in bags. You can carry the corn out to your car. So do it, please. We're not doing bags. But, you know, there are other things. Certainly a lot of your time gets taken by trying to figure out how you keep your farm going. And you got to know the costs. And if you explain it, that's basically my message. If you explain to your customer what it costs you to do what you're doing, they'll be happy, because no matter what, they're not going to get what you raise better anywhere else. It's not going to be fresher at the grocery store. It's less expensive for sure. And so all of these things put together, I'm passing along to you my advice from, you know, the School of Hard Knocks. I didn't do this and now I'm doing it. Tell people what it costs you to run your business. That's all. And they'll appreciate it. They'll understand. And they'll stay with you. Words to the wise, hopefully. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.